Hey, what's up, guys? So I know there's been some crazy craziness just around the world regarding this whole coronavirus. And so there was something on Facebook that I or sorry, Instagram that I saw one of my colleagues had posted up, and she put how being emotionally well, first of all, it was like about physical hygiene. And how it's so important, right? Washing your hands, showering. I mean, just keeping a really good hygiene, right? But she also mentioned about the emotional part, the emotional hygiene. Like, what are we doing to take care of ourselves? What are we doing so that we don't flood our minds with all this craziness, all this panic and everything else that's going on around the world, in our neighborhoods, in our communities? And really, like the supermarkets, right? We see this in supermarkets where there's no more water, there's no more food, there's no more any of that stuff, toilet paper. But, you know, one, we got to realize that we're not short on any of that stuff. There's shipments that are going to be coming. There's still going to be stuff coming in there. It's just that we're all going at the same time. And so there's no more, right? But I want to really emphasize on how you need to take care of yourself emotionally. And so one of the things that I really, really want to encourage you on is this. Turn off the news, turn off the TV. And if you do have the TV on, like, watch something that is going to benefit you. You know, watch a movie or something with your family. Find this time here that apparently a lot of people are getting either days off or like school right now is, you know, really not in session. So what are you doing with that time? What are you doing that's going to help you get through these times? And a lot of it is family time, right? A lot of it is spending time with your loved ones, spending time with people that you care about. So, you know, like making sure that they're okay, checking in with them, right? FaceTime. I mean, checking in with people is one of the biggest things ever. And I think right now, more than anything, check in with those that you haven't spoken to in a while and see how they're doing. See how they're taking this. You know, what's their take on this, and how you can you help them or how they can help you. I mean, we really need to take care of ourselves emotionally. We need to check in with each other and see how we're doing. We need to be able to understand that during these times, this is it. This is what we have. We have each other. Let's stand by each other. You know, let's pray for one another. Let's meditate with each other. Let's really be open about how we feel about this whole coronavirus and everything that's going on. And try to really feel for those that don't have much, that are going through some tough times right now, because they're going through a whole lot. And we have to understand that although we might be okay and we're trying to socially distance ourselves from everybody, that there are some people that we need to spend time with and we need to be with because they don't have anybody else, right? So just be cautious with it. You know, sanitize yourself, of course, but also, like, again, with our minds and our thoughts, sanitize those. Filter out the things that are not benefiting you, right? If things are, like, really causing you stress or anxiety, take those thoughts out and replace them with something else. Whatever it is that you want to do or like to do, try to do more of that. And I promise you that things are going to get a lot better, but we need to change that mindset that we have right now. We need to be able to say, we're going to get through this. Let's prepare what we need to prepare. Let's be cautious. Let's be good. Let's do what we have to do. But let's be real about things and let's see how we can help each other out during these times. So whatever you got to do, however you got to do it emotionally, I need you guys to be with me. Emotionally, I need you guys to do good. So do what you have to do. Connect with the people you have to connect with. But take care of yourselves emotionally. Filter out the thoughts. Spend time with family. Whether that's FaceTime or a phone call, whatever that case may be. But use this time wisely. Keep inspiring.